The Torah says, "V'lo tishakitzu et nafshotechem." Don't do disgusting things with your soul. The Talmud says, "What's an example of that?" An example of that is a guy who takes the bedpan, cleans it out, and uses it for his bowl of cereal in the morning. So the bedpan, I mean, he cleaned it out. But yeah, every other day, what? The Talmud gives another example: a guy who uses the horn that they would let blood. So it was always filthy and bloody, and it was as filthy as the bedpan. And he takes that, and he finds a good way to clean it, and clean it, and clean it, and finally he uses that for a drink. So it's the same concept. This is applicable also other areas. Let's say one gets all excited over the baby. So he kisses him and kisses him and kisses him. You're not supposed to kiss him where he lets out his feces, right? There are places in the body that are also filthy. By a man, by a woman, the lower apertures are filthy. So that's the one place where one is not supposed to kiss. And there the Talmud says that those openings in the body, if one were to kiss them, or if one, the Talmud doesn't say it about all openings in the body, but we can infer that that's what the Talmud means. I mean, the lower openings of the body where one has all of these fluids, the fluids and the excrement. So there, technically, one would probably be in transgression of Balteshaktsu, or if one would take a bedpan, or let's say something else that's filthy and disgusting, and he uses it for his food. It has to be extraordinarily disgusting and disgraceful in order to be in transgression of Balteshaktsu. You know, if a guy blows his nose and then looks in the tissue, so you're not going to say that's Balteshaktsu. You might say it's not nice, it's not pleasant to other people. The Talmud says if a person vomits in front of other people, they used to have a practice called apik tuzin. A peak, to give out, too much, zin, food, like mazon, a peak to zin. It was, actually it seems it was a Greek word, where they forced themselves to vomit. Rashi says it's gumite, to force oneself to vomit after they'd eat. So the Talmud says it's considered disgraceful to do that in front of your friend. The guy comes in and says, "Can I have a word with you?" And you say, "Give me 1 second, stick your finger down your throat and vomit in front of him." It's disgusting, but it's not Balteshaktsu. Not everything that's disgusting and impolite is Balteshaktsu. Balteshaktsu is specifically when you do things that are like completely repugnant. The examples we have in the Shas are examples of that. We have those examples, and it has to be something that's like completely repugnant. That's Balteshaktsu. It's considered impolite to do all kinds of things in public, but it's not Balteshaktsu. It has to be beyond a certain extreme in order to be Balteshaktsu. Now, so in their mind, that example was the equivalent of doing what we said, of taking a bedpan and eating your cereal out of it. That's what we see from the alignment. Now, the Torah, the Shulchan Aruch also says, one who does not relieve oneself beyond a certain point, that he really has to go and he holds it in, that's also Balteshaktsu, but the Mishnah Berurah approves that that's rabbinic, that's not biblical. It's a rabbinical application of Balteshaktsu, when a person has to go to the bathroom and he doesn't allow himself. It's not really the biblical prohibition.
It's also dependent on the societal norms.
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Do we have definite parameters? It seems to be more general.
I have to think how to explain it better than I am. I haven't explained it well enough. I have to think.
Still, it's open to interpretation. So, no.
I guess to an extent. I mean, I guess, but it's pretty. I think it's got to be pretty far in order to be Balteshaktsu. We gave examples. Those are the examples that are in the Shas. I don't know.
Maybe in India they do stuff like that. So,
what, eat cereal out of their bedpans?
Oh, they find a bedpan in the trash. What if you're homeless? I don't know.
I don't know.
It's eat with rats. It's the same bowl they eat. And they're rats.
That's